Last month, federal drug enforcement officials wanted to add a substance to its list of most dangerous drugs, right up there with heroin and crack. It's called kratom. It's a leaf from Southeast Asia that's mostly ingested as a brewed tea. But those who know about kratom were not pleased with the feds. They pushed back. And now, as WNYC's Mara Harris reports, the debate about what to do with kratom is wide open.
In the middle of the afternoon, Kava Sutra in the East Village is filled with college students. Feels a little bit like a coffee shop crossed with a tiki bar. They don't sell alcohol here, but they do sell teas they say are psychedelic. One of them is kratom, a powdered leaf imported from Thailand. I squeeze in next to Viv Jean at the bar. She says she's a big fan of kratom.
So how have you used it?
Basically to refrain myself from doing other substances. So I tend to not drink, I tend to not do drugs. I've had a very difficult past with them. So if I'm having like a rough day at work, I'll come here and have kratom rather than going out and having a drink.
The DEA says users like Viv may be taking a big risk. They're not sure how safe kratom is, or even if it's addictive, which is why they originally called this drug a hazard to public safety and set in motion a process to ban it. But that ban is on hold after thousands of users said they could suffer if this drug wasn't available to them. So it's confusing. When I ask if I can buy some kratom, the bartender doesn't really know what to say.
For now, it's basically been, like, on hold.
So is it like, if I knew it was here, I could ask for it because it's totally legal?
He calls over a guy named Moose, who says, sure, we can sell it to you. He's got big Ziploc bags of powder and tea that he's selling in plastic juice bottles.
So here we have our red top, 4 liquid ounces with a lot of extra powder that likes to start to stick to the sides there.
It's thick.
It is. And once it's brewed into the tea form, it does end up pretty grimy, I think is the word.
A red-topped bottle is going for $25. It's the strongest brew. Moose says the high kind of reminds him of more addictive drugs, but
it's so mild and fleeting as comparison that it's kind of like instead of a big warm hug that you get from like heroin for, you know, X amount of hours, it's like 20 minutes to an hour. It's more like a tickle.
As much as he might like this stuff, for now, it's off the official menu.
We still introduce a lot of people to it every day, but at this point, you know, we got to make it clear to everyone, like, you can try it if you want, but you might not be able to get a hold of it soon, so.
Andrew Krugel is wondering what he should do with his kratom supply, too.
Hi, you're Andrew?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
He's a chemist up at Columbia University. He has vials and vials of kratom in every corner of his lab.
You have so much stuff.
You haven't even seen the other side yet.
He says the DEA might not know much about this drug, but he does, or at least he's trying to figure it out. He's spent weeks processing the powdered leaves to extract their active ingredient, a chemical called mitragynine.
It's a pale yellow powder after we extract it and purify it from the plant material.
Krugel wants to prove that this powder might be a safer kind of painkiller. While most opioids cause users to stop breathing at high doses, research done here shows that the chemical in kratom seems to relieve pain without dangerous side effects. That's a big deal, which is why Krugel thinks a ban is a bad idea.
We don't know any validated mechanisms for treating pain, severe pain, other than opioids. And if we can develop new compounds, new opioids that are safer, at the least we can stop all these overdose deaths. Maybe you don't get rid of the addiction problems overnight, but at least you stop people from dying.
With his research in limbo, he has started drafting a letter to the DEA, asking them to take another look at kratom. He's planning to quote this statistic.
You said 10,000 deaths a year from
heroin and 18,000 a year from prescription opioids. So 28,000 deaths a year from opioids.
Whether kratom will be part of the solution, we won't know unless he can keep studying it. For WNYC, I'm Mary Harris.